Welcome back.
Hello.
Let me see.
There's one of mine.
Okay.
Hello. Welcome back.
Hello, Flores.
The waiting is for Sebastian.
No.
There he is.
We have a slight problem.
Coming, coming.
I opened the CD-ROM box for the guys.
No. You can't, sorry.
So I'll just cancel it.
Doing my work, I have no time either, so.
Well, this is live. Sorry, Edu?
Yeah, I opened the CD-ROM box.
Okay.
Accidentally.
Okay.
That's all right.
People, welcome back with the second meeting. For now, on the schedule are a few points. First of all, the opening, which we are doing now. Second, I received some new project requirements. I'm not sure if you received them as well, but I will tell you about it. Then the three of you prepared a presentation, I think. Sebastian?
I think so.
Roel?
Yeah. Almost.
Almost. Okay. Then we'll do your one of the last. The top
You can
goal of this.
upload your presentation from here, I believe.
We will figure that out.
Okay.
Can you try to.
If it's wireless, I can just
Yeah,
put it in there.
we'll
I
see.
don't think it's wireless. Or it is.
It is,
Yeah?
yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah. The top goal of this meeting is to reach a decision on the product, on the target group, and the functions of the remote control. So keep that in mind. We have 40 minutes, so it's now. Yeah, okay. The new project requirements. First of all, we didn't speak about it, but we should not support teletext in the remote. Because our board feels that teletext is out of date and internet is replacing teletext. So we are not even going to try to implement it in our product. It's a board decision. The remote control should only be used for television because it's not feasible. It's not
Yeah.
we cannot make it because of the time to market that we have to deal with.
Yeah.
The third requirement is that we should focus on customers that are younger than 40, which is important for you, Ruud, and as well for Roel, because the product should be interesting and should be bought by people younger than 40. Then for Roel as well, important, the corporate image should be recognizable in our product. So the colors and the slogan do have to be in the product.
Yes.
Is that clear? Any questions on these requirements? No? Okay. The individual presentations. Roel or Sebastian, who of you would like to start?
Yeah, I'll start.
Yeah, okay.
Well, how can I Jeez, it's spell and chill. Is the person Yes. Right. Well, we discussed this already in the previous discussion. The method of the remote control is just the function of remote control is basically to send messages to the television set. So that was the main important thing,
Yep.
what a remote control should do. Then I found two different kind of remote controls. The multifunction remote control with many possibilities, but the lack of the feeling I already mentioned in the previous discussion, and the ease of use remote control with less possibilities, but a great feeling in touching the buttons.
Yeah.
Yeah. My personal preferences were ease of the ease to use remote control, because the user friendliness and it can be more trendy in user design. But your new goal was for people than less than 40 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe the multifunction can be implemented in our design. But it should, I think it should be a combination, but teletext buttons are not in our design. So it should take out, well, 8 buttons or so. But in my opinion, the ease to use RC is the best possibility for us.
Okay. Ruud, did you get that?
Yeah, most.
Okay, so the important thing here is...
And it's also, indeed, Ruud's insight in the topic.
In the market.
Yeah,
yeah.
What does the market want? I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. We
just for use this user friendliness, I should choose for the ease of use remote control.
Yeah. Okay. Sebastian.
Okay.
Excuse me. Okay, it's still the right thing. Okay. Well, there are some changes in the design requirements. So there are some changes in the method also. Basically, all this device has to do is send messages to a TV set. And the most easy way to do this is by sending pulses of infrared light to a TV set. Well, I've tried to implement a picture here, but
and
it's hardly readable. Can you see?
No.
No?
Visible.
Well, there's an energy source here, and basically it's connected to 3 things. The user interface, connected to a chip, which is connected to the sender, which generates messages using infrared light, which are sent to the receiver. That's basically the idea. And there's a little picture just for your imagination how a device like this should look or can look. Okay. What have I found? Usually these kind of things consist of a battery, infrared, diode, buttons, chips, and circuit boards. That's all. It's case together, nothing more than that. It's almost every piece of equipment, every TV set,
yeah,
is controlled infrared. There are some exceptions, but most of all have infrared controls. And the more luxury remote controls have little buttons. And I think that's
glow in the dark concept.
Yes, and it's a little more, a little bit more fancy also. So maybe we should,
yeah,
consider that.
Okay.
Okay. I have a basic scheme of the things which are implemented. Basically, this is all there is. There's just one chip. There are a few buttons connected. The buttons are lit, and the whole thing is transmitted by an infrared diode. And there's another power source here. So that's basically the total design of this piece of equipment. There's nothing
so
more.
It's fairly easy.
It's fairly easy. It's been done many times before.
And
I think
we should succeed
in our plan to do this.
Okay.
So okay, so personally I think we should use infrared, because otherwise our device cannot communicate with almost every TV set, so I think that should be clear.
Okay.
Another important point is that we really should use energy sparse friendly components. There are specially designed energy friendly components which consume far less power than conventional components. And if we want to use a rechargeable design or energy-safe design, we should really implement them. for cost effectiveness, we should really use a very low cost circuit board, because most of the production costs are in this part of the equipment.
Okay.
And the money we save on using this, we can use for elaborate fancy lighting techniques, blinking LEDs, all that kind of fancy stuff. I think our users will really like that.
And what's the, if we use the LEDs, does it use much more energy or?
No, they're power friendly LEDs also,
okay.
So we can use that, but that's no problem.
For the same costs?
They're a little bit more expensive, but by
combined with the low cost circuit boards,
we can make it.
Well, you could only lit the buttons, so use the most little channel switching.
Yeah.
But the question is whether two or four buttons makes a difference in the costs if you already plan to include fancy lighting techniques.
Mm.
I guess.
I think it's the same as in a cell phone. Just one light in the device. That shines on all the buttons.
Yeah.
Not for
well, it's not one light, there are more LEDs in there.
Yeah, but not for each button,
no,
one
no,
LED.
No. That's right.
Okay.
So, well, this should be it.
Okay.
Think about it.
Yeah. Okay, Ruud.
Mine is already outdated.
Okay, well, we are very curious to what the market will feel about such a product. So, any income is welcome. Input.
Well, the number show that the target market is 10 million units, of which we should sell about 40% to make
the
5 million.
Could you step a little bit more to the right?
But since the other part is 40% of the market, I thought earlier we might want to constrain that portion of the market, but since the requirements changed, that's not a good idea. Well, skip this. Well, this is still true, of course, that they only use 10% of the buttons. The buttons to zap are used about 1500 times when the power button is only used one time and the volume button is only four times, so they're obviously the most important button. And lots of people complain that they can't find their remote control, so we might want to build in a feature to support them. Some audio signal, like home phones.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah, that's definitely interesting.
Yes.
It separates your product from others as well.
Yeah.
Okay, go.
Well, I just said that, and well, this is obvious, and he also said it.
Okay, so that's what the market tells us.
That's about it.
Yeah. Okay.
Volume and the Z buttons are mostly used.
Z buttons most, volume, they are most used a lot, but. More than all the other buttons.
Just have a design, perfect design for those only those buttons.
Yes.
And first,
we should focus on that.
Yeah.
The technical, there are no technical difficulties. There's no elaborate technique to use in this kind of equipment. So I don't think we have any hiccups there. So we can fully concentrate on developing a product that is really market needs. So maybe it's a good idea to think about these buttons
and the sound signal.
There's
one thing I'm just wondering. Sound signal, from where do you
and
execute the sound? That's another device, another solution.
Well, maybe like clapping in your hands, like turning on and off the
yeah,
lights.
Maybe you'll
devices who incorporate this technical way. There are video sets. You have a special button, the find the remote control button. You press it, and your TV set starts to make a kind of weird sound. And your remote controls then start to beep.
But TVs don't have all.
No, so we should choose something else.
Yeah,
but
we
don't
have a
home,
we do not control the TV set, so.
And even if the TV set would have such a button, and you would have to walk
yes.
to your TV.
And we want it to make sure it's as easy as possible for our customers.
Okay.
So.
So what about the clapping technique? Because
I'm convinced that Sebastian will find one solution for us.
It's quite complicated. Because how can you separate the clapping sound from other sounds?
And well, you see it a lot in light, lightning.
Now basically the characteristics of clapping is just an increase in the volume
yeah,
and amplitude
yeah.
of sound, which is generated a few times within a certain period of time.
Yeah.
But there are many other sounds which are exactly the same from the point of view.
If you'd be watching a movie, it would constantly beep.
Yeah,
yes.
That's true.
So we
but
don't
we can have just a home stage of a base station next to the TV, just a little antenna or something like that. Well, if you love
something,
I don't think people would bother walking to the TV and press that button because they lost their remote.
The most important thing for people is that there's a central point to which they can go perform some kind of homework. And then the remote control reports and stuff. So we should use that, we should use something like that. You do not want another device which can be everywhere in the house, which you have to find first before you can find your remote control.
Just a base station next to the TV or
something like that. But it will be very costly, I think.
Yeah,
so
maybe we do agree on the thing that the remote should have such a function, if it's possible within the costs and all that kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Sebastian should have a detailed look later on and come up with a solution, because that's his field of expertise.
Yes. But before I do it, I want to warn you that by implementing this kind of function, the technical design will become more complicated,
mm-hmm.
And will become more costly also,
yeah.
because there will be additional components which will be used. There are some.
Do we even prefer sound above the LEDs, the lighting?
Well, I think so, because when you have a newspaper over your remote control, you cannot see it.
Yeah, it's a distinction in the market. It's a different, exactly. It's a unique feature,
yeah.
And I think it's worth looking and probably more interesting than the lights.
Just about the user interface, I came up with an easy remote control and an advanced remote control.
Yeah.
What should we choose in design?
Yeah. Well, according to Ruud. People do not use all the extra features very very often. So, okay.
Well, now we won't support Teltex, which was the third most, the second most used function.
Okay. Well, we do have the wise board, so I'm not questioning that.
Well, yeah, channel selection is obviously the most important.
Yeah. Okay, so on the relevant scale, the channel selection, the volume selection, and the text or scale.
Mm-hmm. So just the basic functions. And we don't have to use it for deep lead players and all kind of stuff.
No.
So it's out of question.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just for the easy design.
I think we should go.
We can make a nice design when there are not my plugins in it.
Well, we should save costs by not implementing a lot of functions. That we can save from that, we should use for having a nice design and thinking about the user interface.
Okay, Ruud, how do you feel about that? Do you agree? Do you think the market would respond to a simple.
Well, if we include other input functions,
mm-hmm.
Then they might. Because young people like new features.
Yeah. Okay, so this is kind of a.
Just a few buttons, friendly design, nice lightning effects, and the sound.
Maybe there's no possibility. You can make it look like an easy piece of equipment, but it's quite elaborate has many functions.
Yeah.
Maybe it's more important to make it look like a very friendly, easy to catch piece of equipment. But
are we not in the manual? I mean, if you have few buttons, no display. I mean, I guess it's working with shift functions and one button can.
Like that. Well, I was more thinking about more elaborate way of controlling by these kind of sticks or something like that. I don't know if it's user friendly. It's your field of expertise.
Yeah.
But how does how does the remote report give back to the user in what state it is? Because we do not implement
there's no way to do that because we cannot implement that kind of system.
I know, but if we use like a stick, for example,
well, maybe we can use lights for that. When you move the stick to a position, maybe a light next to it can light up. So you know, I just push the button or change the channel or tune up the volume, something like that.
And if you use that stick for volume control and channel selection, you have the two most important functions.
Yeah.
In one.
And we could have other buttons for the advanced.
Instead of the stick, like many cell phones, just around.
Well, yeah, just use board.
It's already. It's just an easy way of a round button which can be pushed in four directions instead of a stick. A stick is vulnerable when it's falling down or just a round button should be the trick, I think.
Yes, and this also looks more fancy, I think. I think it will attract more of a public, I think.
And it's also quite easy to use, so it'll attract younger people because it's new, and it might attract all the people because it's easy to use.
Jeez. Well, volume and. Something like that.
Uh-huh.
Program up and down.
Okay, yeah.
And the pen doesn't really do what I want.
Okay, but we're still in the question of putting in advanced options. Ruud just told us the market is interested in some advanced new techniques. However, keeping it simple is important for the costs and all those kind of things. We need to find a balance between the advanced techniques and the user friendliness.
But I think our next step to look at is just that. So I don't think it's we have something to do. We can't discuss it right now because no one of us has information to discuss about that.
Well,
I think
we do have to decide this meeting.
Yes.
Yeah. We need to have the user function the functions decided and. Our target audience.
Okay, the teletext is, is just.
Do you want a list of functions? Do you want an explicit list which incorporates all functions available on the device?
Well, I do not want a full. It's not necessary to have a full list, but I want the kind of functions. For example, the most important are volume and program selecting.
10 digits.
Well, for example. That's what we should think about. Really, how is the remote going to look?
Oh,
not in the user
just
interface.
One function, the program to program button, the switch to channels. When you have something on channel 4 and something on channel 6,
yeah.
Just one button which can.
A bit of a split mode, like.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, dual channel watch.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe. I should write that down. Ruud, What's your last name?
Nielsen.
Nielsen, because I was writing it down in the last. Nielsen. Right. I put all the minutes I make into the shared folder, so if you want to have a look at it, you know where to find it.
Well, make a subfolder for it because it's coming to fill up already.
Yeah, that's if you want to do it, that's the
end. I'll use the W.
Okay. Okay, so volume, program, dual channel.
Yes, that's important.
And do we want
10 digits?
Digits?
Yeah, I believe so.
Are you sure?
Well, if you want to go to channel 19, you only have that button.
Yeah, that's complicated.
Yeah.
But is that so relevant? Because I don't think you should.
I wouldn't buy it personally.
If it
remote control without the 10 digits.
Okay, I can
I think the
I
most
agree, actually.
I
guess all of people would buy it.
And you have, well, about 600 channels. I can imagine you want it. But if you're a regular TV user and you just want to watch the Dutch television networks, well, you can. It's about 10 buttons.
But we
yeah,
do have 13 different Dutch channels.
And
all
the people only
how
use
how
five
often
of them.
Do you watch
if we are
these
targeting at the younger audience, they'll probably watch more channels than the old people. So,
yeah, probably right. Yeah, okay. But I think these 10 buttons look a bit dull, don't you think?
Well, it depends on the loops, on the.
Okay, well, then there should be,
well,
should done
you
something.
You can make it very fancy by. I mean, Nokia, they have 10 digits on their phones and it still looks very fancy.
Yeah.
So I do not agree.
Okay, so you can experiment by with shape or with size or with color.
Exactly, exactly.
And there are some numbers about speech recognition here that younger people would like it, that it might be expensive and hard to implement, but it would be a solution then.
Okay, speech.
Well, maybe it can be combined with the fighter remote control.
Yeah.
So, when you add speech recognition to your remote control, it's very easy to change channel.
Yeah.
That's one thing. And it's very easy
to
find your remote control.
Yeah.
So, maybe that's a possibility. But I'm afraid it will be a bit costly.
Yeah.
But maybe when we.
If we would. Drop the 10 digits, but keep the program and the volume, because maybe people do not always want to use their voice.
Especially old people don't like voice recognition, so we shouldn't implement such a program.
Yeah, but we do focus on younger people. It's a board decision.
I think it should work. We should balance it.
So we have to,
okay.
To make a decision between the 10 digits or the voice recognition.
Yes. Well, the voice recognition has the main has another advantage. It makes it very easy for us to implement the find remote control button, remote control.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
okay.
That's a big advantage of it.
Okay, good. Okay.
There's only one disadvantage by implementing this. The power saving will be a bit more difficult. So you can expect that there will be a less longer life to the batteries. But maybe you can think of something smart about it.
Yeah.
There are some hybrid hybrid devices which incorporate solar panel and rechargeable batteries.
Okay.
So when you just leave the device in the light loop, it charges itself.
Can we manage it for the cost? Because it's not like a very...
maybe not.
If we include a cradle in which it could recharge.
Yes.
So that would be a big problem.
No, that's very cheap.
Is the cradle very cheap?
Oh, it's very cheap. That's no problem. It's just a case with two
metal contacts.
I know, but there should be an adapter as well.
Yes, but the mass production is not very cheap, so it will cost us practically nothing.
Okay. We have about 10 minutes left this meeting. I would like to hear, maybe you all have things not spoken about yet that are important. Ruud, you came up with the voice recognition data. Are there other things about the market we should know?
I think we dealt with the most important information. Just that the younger part of the market isn't the 40% we want to sell to. So we should at least a bit look at the old people. But with buses like that, we should at least use the market check them too. So
okay.
I think that's a big problem.
Okay, so although we are focusing on younger people, to make it profitable. We still need to take into account the bit older people.
Yes.
Okay. Roel.
I have nothing to add.
Nothing to add. Sebastian?
I just want to make a symbol of all things.
Yeah.
Right. The different possibilities. Basically, we've decided to implement a seemingly easy design. So on the outside, it looks easy, but we can make it easy on the inside or elaborate on the inside. So that's one of those are the choices to implement. But I think there's a big advantage in making it more elaborate by implementing speech techniques and voice recognition and these kinds of things.
Yeah.
It makes it also more attractive. There are some advantages and some disadvantages, and the main advantage is that we can implement fancy techniques, which I think our customers will like. Disadvantage is that there are some concerns about the costs and things like battery lifetime, as you say.
Yeah.
Another advantage is that the circuit board will become much more easier if we do not implement these buttons. If we just add a chip which does the voice recognition, our circuit board will become even more cheap. So
yeah, and that was the main issue, right?
Well,
the board.
It was an issue, but we also thought, we already thought we should do it as cheaply as possible.
Yeah.
And this even makes it more cheap.
So not the cheaper
the chip or
the circuit board?
The fewer buttons you can use.
The
no,
fewer buttons you have?
Yeah.
The cheaper circuit
board. It's the other way around. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's very cheap to incorporate integrated circuits. So it's not
really a big issue.
Then we should just take a look at the costs. And,
because I don't
especially
know
for the voice recognition.
Yes. I really don't know. It can be costly.
I'm not sure how I will determine the costs. I will have to look at. Maybe you will get some information on that.
Yes.
I'm not sure how it comes.
I hope my boots will come to
you. Yeah. Okay, great. Well,
fair
I think
enough.
We're quite done. For now, we will have the lunch break.
Oh, nice.
I don't know how long the break will be, but we'll find out. Then we will have 30 minutes of time to perform our individual work, and I'm sure your personal coaches will assist you with it. I will put the minutes I just made in the project documents folder if you want to look at it. Well, just do. The InSpace Designer, I would like to, the next meeting, I would like to receive the components concept. Rule, from you, I would like to see. I'm sorry. Yeah. User interface designer. Rule, I would like to see the user interface concept. And
the only problem is that it depends on the decisions, decisions. So that's the next. But for
well,
example,
it should be
well
easy. That's what we concluded. It should be an easy interface with not so much buttons.
Yeah.
Just a volume and a program one. And yeah, some fancy lights. I think that's what we decided.
So we dropped the flashback.
No, no, no. We didn't. But it shouldn't be integrated. Yeah, it's of course it's user interface. But I was talking about really the
okay
design of the.
Well, do we really have to decide now, or
no
can we decide next meeting?
We can decide the next meeting.
Okay. Because I'll have some updated info.
Yeah, I guess all of you have updated info. I'm sure the marketing expert will receive. You will do some trend watching. And I'm sure the market will will change
adapt.
So we will see that. Yeah, that's it for now.
Okay.
Any other questions? Or can we have the lunch?
We can have the lunch.
Yeah,
I'll
okay
take the lunch.
Good.